Sammy! Not the flannel pajamas.
What?
What the? When you come to bed wearing that silky thing, I know I have a chance, but flannel pajamas, you might as well be wearing a porcupine suit.
I'm so tired.
Yes, but we had an appointment. Huh? See the rocket ship?
I don't know, it's just a dog. Christmas shopping all day, and then I just got the twins down, and I'm just not in the mood.
You don't have to be in the mood. I mean, just you start, and you can get in the mood. It's like you're invited to a party that you don't want to go to, so you figure, I'm just going to stop by, say hello. And then you get there, the next thing you know, you're swinging at the piñata, wearing a hat.
I'm not going to the party, Ray.
You can't just not go. At least send a gift.
You know, it's not always me. What about last week when I was in the mood and you weren't?
When was that?
Wednesday. You were watching TV. I asked you to give me a back rub.
Yeah,
you gave me one of these one-handed deals.
Wait a minute. You asked for a back rub, and that means Mr. Smith goes to Washington? Come on! Why do you need to say something?
Well, what am I supposed to say? Hey, come on. You want some? Let's do it.
I would love it if you talk like that.
After all these years, you still have no idea, do you?
Look, I know you have to be in the mood, but can't you just this once think like a man?
I am. I'm completely disregarding your feelings.
You tell Mr. Smith that. Why it has to be so hard, Andy, you know? I mean, we're married for 8 years. It should get easier. It should be, you awake? Boom.
I'm the wrong guy to talk to about women. Even my fantasies just want to be friends.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, you're a woman.
Thanks.
Come here. Have a seat. We got a question. We got to talk to you about something.
Oh, don't, Andy.
No, it's okay. I'll talk to him. It's Christmas.
Thank you, Aaron. Our question is this. Why can't I score? What the hell's with you people? Why do women look at me like I'm some kind of homunculus?
This is the big mystery?
So Ray has a question. Go ahead and ask what you were asking me.
I wasn't asking. I was complaining.
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to.
How come you don't like it as much as we do?
Who says we don't like it? What, we prefer to be in the mood first.
Okay, stop right there. The mood. Just give me directions to the mood.
Exactly. And keep in mind that I live further away than he does.
All right, you know, listen, I can help you. Just, all you have to know is that for a woman, it's all about intimacy. Holding hands, kissing, talking.
Right, I know all that. But look, when you're married with three kids, you got no time for that. You got shortcuts?
The marriage is a shortcut. You've already got her in the house.
No, there are no shortcuts. Put in the time. A woman says, before I sleep with you, I want to feel close to you.
And I say, you will feel very close to me when you are sleeping with me.
That- that's the problem with you guys. You know what? You think that the mushy stuff is over at the wedding. Well, we still want the mushy stuff. Why can't you try a little, huh?
What? I'm trying. What do you want?
Some caring, some consideration. Did you ever try being creative? God, look at you tucking your shirts.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for your help.
Hey, that's the way it is. You ask my advice as a woman, I'm telling you. You gotta try harder.
Hey. Hey, Aaron. Aaron, come on. Check it out, huh?
Very nice. We're still just friends.
You better watch out. You better watch out. You better watch out. You better watch out. You better watch out.
What is this?
That's just an early Christmas present for a good little girl.
Ah, that's sweet. What is it?
It's magic hands. I thought I'd get you this now that I know what rub your back means.
Isn't that considerate? Boy, Ray, you were just so transparent. Oh.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I tried.
Wow. Oh. That's good. Oh, right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, Raymond.
Raymond. You just called me Raymond.
Well, this is about to be a special occasion.
All right.
Ray, it's caught in my hair.
Easy. Well, don't pull. Ray. What are you pulling?
Don't pull it.
Just stop moving. I can't get it out if you're moving.
Just
stop moving. I'm still attached. I'm attached. Wait. All right.
Pulling on my hair.
Looks good on you, though. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another baby child is born in the ghetto. In the ghetto! And his mama cries. There's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry little mouth to feed in the ghetto. In the ghetto! People, don't you come and see? Hey.
Hi.
Hey. What?
Nothing. I just got a little shiver.
Want me to turn up the heat?
That kind of shiver. You gave me a shiver.
Me?
Yeah. You just look kind of sexy.
What?
Yeah. You know, with the sweeper and...
Sweeping?
Yeah.
That's what does it for you.
No, but, you know, just, I don't know, watching you play with the kids this morning and then, you know, wearing these silly boxers that they gave you and, I don't know, just the fact that you're my husband and you take care of us and the whole picture. Sweeping just put it over the top.
What are you doing to me here? God, you're killing me.
I just wanted to let you know how I was feeling.
Well, you can't kiss me like that. It's Christmas. Allie's up. My parents are coming over now.
Sorry.
You've activated the launch sequence now. What?
Merry Christmas. Nice. We usually hang ours on the door.
You made me wear this dumb sweater. Ray's not even wearing pants.
I guess I'll go put clothes on.
Yeah, I'll go stir my eggs.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Keep that on. That's your Christmas sweater.
It's the sweater or the pants, Marie. Something's coming off.
Well, look at this. A K-9 Kringle police dog ornament. Buried. The bottom of the tree. That's typical.
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't put it. It doesn't look good. It looks terrible up there.
Why?
No, because of the two wooden ornaments. You gotta have something shiny in between.
Who gives a flying squirrel about the ornaments? The lights are all wrong.
Forget the lights. Please. Look at these garlands. You can't just throw them on there. You've got to drape them.
I paid $15 for this ornament. They told me how much they loved it.
You look out.
Okay, Aubrey, I'm putting K-9 Kringle right here.
No, no, no,
what's wrong with that?
It's worse than
Marie, will you get out of the way?
I'm not talking to you and your stupid lights. Didn't that fire teach you a lesson, you maniac?
Hey, do me a favor. Stick your toe in the water and twist this bulb right here.
It'd be worth it to get away from you.
Will you stop your killing Christmas?
Oh, my God. What did you do?
Nothing.
Hi, Grandma, Grandpa.
Merry Christmas, kids.
You just hate anything bigger than you, don't you? Happy holidays.
Yeah. Oh, Ray, look at you.
What are you doing?
Look, your buttons are all off.
Oh, God.
Oh, you smell good.
I need you, Raymond. We want to open our presents. Yeah. Come on. From me to you.
Oh, thank you, Murray.
And Raymond, I got you something.
Oh, I got you something, too. Hold on.
Oh, it's a house coat.
I noticed you didn't have one. It's just like mine.
Oh, so we could be twins.
Hold it up.
Wow, Robert.
Yep, a remote control replica of a vintage P-51D Mustang flown by Chuck Yeager, complete with a fully operational slide-away canopy. Hey, golf balls.
Yeah, well, I wanted to...
No, 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 these are very good golf balls. Yeah, and there's three of them.
Hold them up. You know what? You know what? Why don't you keep the plane over at your house? Because it'll probably be safer there. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you can use it whenever you want, yeah.
All right, great. Yeah. Thank you, Raymond. Yeah. And here, keep these golf balls, and you can use them whenever you want.
Huh? Oh, that's lovely. And it is so you.
What do you think, Ray?
I just got a shiver.
Deborah, the eggs Florentine? Extraordinary.
Yeah. Oh, yes, dear. You're really coming along.
Thank you, Marie. I'm just glad that you could come along.
I'm stuffed. Let's watch football.
Wait, Dad, how about you and I clear the table?
What?
Yeah. Let's give Deborah the rest of the day off.
No, no, no. Don't be ridiculous. Deborah and I can handle it.
No, no.
Yeah, they can handle it.
Come on. I think we should do it. Come on.
Oh, thank you, Raymond.
What in hell's manger is wrong with you?
Just want to give the ladies a break. You know, do something for Deborah.
Why?
Hey, listen, you know what I was thinking? Maybe you and Mom want to take the kids this afternoon. So, to your house.
Why?
Again, the Deborah thing, you know? And besides, they're your grandchildren, and you love them, and you want to spend time with them on Christmas, like people.
I'm spending time with them here, and they're not breaking my stuff.
I know. It's just, we'll give Deborah and me a chance to relax.
Relax? What do you want to relax? What do you mean? Oh. Relax.
What?
Hey, I read you loud and clear. Time for a little nookie, eh, sailor?
No.
no.
On Christmas Day yet.
Come on, Pat.
Well, 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 the nut does not fall far from the tree. I remember one Easter, your mother and
Pat,
I.
Please, please.
Oh, all right, don't worry about the thing, son. I'm on the case.
Yeah, just...
Marie!
Pat, no.
Let's go, Marie.
Dad, wait.
Pack up your stuff and grab the kids.
Right, please, I didn't mean for this.
Why are we leaving?
Ray and Deborah want to relax.
What? Ray?
Oh, Dad, I didn't mean, you don't have to do this. Come on.
Why do they have to relax?
They're young, they're in love. You gotta be hit over the head with a mallet. Figure it out.
Oh, my God.
Raymond, it's Christmas Day. The baby Jesus was just born.
Okay, I found the batteries. We are clear for takeoff.
So's my boy. Everybody grab your coats. Chop, chop.
What's going on?
Nothing. Come nothing's on. Going on. No, you don't Come have on. To go. Come on, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand it all too well, Raymond. In my day, there was a little something called self-control.
Not on Easter, 1962.
Oh, shush.
Enjoy yourselves, kids. And flash the lights when you're done. We'll come back over.
So, what do you want to do?
I think the moment has passed, Ray.
Okay, that moment has, but look, here comes another. Hey!
No, I wish I was in the mood. I really do, but you wouldn't want me to fake it, would you?
I'm easy to fool.
You know, I just can't believe you still want to after that atrocity downstairs.
Look, I don't. I thought I did. I wanted to give it a try, but... Guys, who am I kidding?
I'm sorry, Ray.
Okay, I'm back.
It's gonna happen, you know? It's not you, Ray.
Oh, it's them. It's them. It's, them. Well, don't do that. Don't let them ruin it. Right, come on, look. I'll put on the Santa shorts and the sweeper in the ghetto. Come on. Just try a little.
You yelling at me isn't gonna work.
Okay, all right. So but there's something that might work. All right, I'm not yelling now, but...
No, just maybe try talking to me, okay?
I'm talking. What am I doing here? I'm talking.
Well, no, something nice, something romantic.
I think you're the most beautiful woman on the face of the earth. And I will know that for as long as I live. Forever.
You're so pathetic.
Oh, yeah. You're in a good way.
Yeah, I'm sick of jumping through hoops, all right? I have my pride.
Get back here now, Raymond.
Raymond?
You heard me.
You just called me pathetic.
But you're never more sexy than when you're pathetic.
The mood has been hiding right behind pathetic. That is brilliant. I never would have thought to look there.
I'm okay.
What's that noise?
I don't care.
I was thinking, maybe we'll keep the plane over here. Hey, Deb.
Hey, what's up?
Give me a change of a dollar.
All right.
Hi.
Hey, Aaron.
How you doing?
Hey,
Aaron.
Doing?
Good.
I'll see you later.
I'll see you later.
You were right, Ray. Go pathetic.
Don't abuse it.
Don't miss the first of six all-new episodes of The Creek with Jack Osborne, Dawson's Creek. Tomorrow at 8, only on the WB11.